And again, it really is a privilege to be able to minister to you tonight here at John 3:16. And just yesterday, we celebrated the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from the dead 2,000 years ago, right? It was Resurrection Sunday, Easter. And tonight, I just want to share a brief message with you during this devotional to encourage you called God is Your Solution, Resurrection Life. And you know, guys, all of us have experienced some really tough times in life. Some of us have gone through some valley experiences, some tough times. But when you're going through those tough times, don't ever blame God, because you know what? God is not our problem, right? Amen. God is not the one who puts sickness on us. He's not the one who puts these different trials upon us, you know? It's not God. See, God is not our problem. Actually, the opposite is true. God is really our solution to the problems, right? And Jesus Christ was the greatest person. He was the God-man. He walked this earth 2,000 years ago. And he began his ministry when he was 30. And the Word of God tells us in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Right? And so towards the end of his ministry, at 33 years of age, his countrymen, the Jews, wanted him to die. So they had the Romans crucify him on a cross. He was brutally crucified. He was buried, right, in a grave. And 3 days later, he rose again. He was resurrected by the power of Almighty God. And that's what we celebrated yesterday, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead 2,000 years ago. You know, death could not hold Jesus down. Jesus Christ was stronger than death. See, he rose from the grave. And after he rose from the grave, he basically walked Israel. He lived another 50 days or so on this earth, pouring into his disciples. Right? So Resurrection Sunday is all about what? It's all about life. The coming back to life of Jesus from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
And I want to focus tonight on a statement that Jesus made to Martha in John chapter 11. Let's turn to John chapter 11. Oh, no Bibles. Okay, that's all right. Well, in Bethany was a man named Lazarus. He was a friend of Jesus. And Lazarus had two sisters, Mary and Martha. Lazarus died, right? Mary and Martha were so disappointed. And in John 11:21, this is what Martha says to Jesus. If you had been here, Jesus, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Verse 23 of John 11. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And here's the key verse, friends. In John 11:25, Jesus said to her, to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. Verse 27, John 11. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And you find later in John chapter 11 that he goes to the tomb of Lazarus. And he was moved with compassion. And what did he say to Lazarus? He said, Lazarus, come forth. And that dead body came back to life. You see, Jesus is the life giver. So let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans 8, verse 11. This is what Paul the Apostle writes to the Romans. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you. Now, when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, who came to live on the inside of you? The Holy Spirit. And this is what Paul says. If the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. And if we're followers of Christ, the Spirit of God is living in us. Amen?
Amen.
If He's living in us, He who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you. You know, God and Jesus are all about life. There is no death in God, in Jesus. And you know, Jesus, God, wants to bring resurrection life to every part of your existence, to every part of your being. There may be areas in your life this afternoon that seem they have been dying. Areas in your life that seem to have been dying. But this afternoon, today, God wants to bring back to life areas that have been dying in your life. Amen? You know, tonight you may feel tired. You may have had a long day. Maybe you got up early this morning, going through the courses and classes here at John 3:16. Maybe working. And maybe your body tonight feels as good as dead. You know what? Jesus Christ wants to bring life back to your weary body tonight. Resurrection life. He wants to bring it back to life. Because Jesus is all about life. Look at Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. This is just a good news message on resurrection life to every part of your being. And this is what Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28. Matthew 11, 28. The first gospel of the New Testament. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You may feel weary in your body tonight, friends. You may feel as good as dead. But Jesus wants to give life back to your weary body. Do you believe that He's able to do this?
Amen.
You know, we just entered a few days ago the spring season. What's the spring season all about?
Life.
It's all about life. The trees coming back to life. You see those new buds on the trees. The shrubs coming back to life. The buds on the shrubs. The grass is coming back to life. Nature outside is full of life, right?
Amen.
And in the same way, God wants to give us life tonight where you need it. Resurrection life to your weary body. Maybe tonight out there, one of you is struggling with your physical body. Maybe there's a part of your body that feels like it's dying. Maybe it's a liver. Maybe it's an appendix. A gallbladder. Maybe it's pain in some part of your body. Maybe your eyesight is failing. You're sick in some way. And it feels like your body in that area is dying. Did you know what? Jesus can bring life back to that physical body part. Why? Because He is the resurrection and the life, right?
Amen.
Amen? Praise God. Okay. Jesus healed the blind man. Remember Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 30. Jesus, Son of David, we can turn there. Have mercy on us. Matthew 9:27. Two blind men followed Him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." And Jesus says this. This is what He asked them. He says to them, "Do you believe that I am able to heal you?" And in faith, what did they say? They said, "Yes, Lord, we believe that You're able to heal us." And Jesus said, "According to your faith, be it done unto you." And their sight was restored. You see, it takes faith to believe that Jesus can heal you. It takes faith for God to move and heal your body.
Amen.
The Word of God tells us in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please God, because he who comes to God must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. He wants to heal your body tonight. He wants to bring life back to your physical body that feels like it might be dying. The question is, do you believe that He's able to do this? Do you have faith that God can heal you? Think about this scenario. Think about a little 2 or 3 year old girl who loves her daddy. And her daddy comes home one evening from a long day's work. He walks in the front door. And this little girl, 3 or 4 years old, runs into her daddy's arms. She loves her daddy. She trusts daddy because she knows that daddy loves her. Daddy provides her roof, her shelter. Daddy provides her place to sleep. Daddy provides her food. Daddy provides her with hugs and kisses. So this little girl trusts daddy. She has faith in daddy. What is that called? That's called childlike faith. And friends, that's what God is looking for in you and in me. He's looking for childlike faith. Jesus said, all things are possible to him who believes. Do you believe that God can heal you? If you believe it, it's possible. Amen?
Amen?
The Word of God says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What does that mean? It means that Jesus never changes. The miracles that Jesus Christ performed 2,000 years ago while walking Israel is the same Jesus who wants to perform a miracle in your life.
Amen.
And bring your physical body back to restoration and life. Amen? Tonight, maybe emotionally, you feel dead. Maybe your emotions are just depressed tonight. You feel good as dead in your emotions. Maybe, friend, you've suffered some type of loss. And you're in grief. You're depressed. You're down. You have no peace on the inside. Did you know what? God wants to bring life back to your emotions tonight. He wants to turn your sorrow into joy. He wants to turn your mourning into laughter. Let's turn to Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. All right. Jesus wants to bring life to your emotions tonight. He wants to bring joy in place of sorrow. Maybe you've got no peace on the inside tonight. Guess who Jesus is? How did Isaiah proclaim Jesus, prophesy Him? He is the Prince of Peace. And the Prince of Peace wants to step into your life tonight and bring peace to your emotions. He wants to bring peace to your emotions. And back in July of 2005, I used to go to India a lot and do missions work out there. And I put together a team that was going out in July of 2005. And right before we left for India, one of my team members called me, like the night before we flew out. He called me and said, Jonathan, I've had a medical emergency. A medical emergency. And the doctor has told me that I can't fly to India with you guys tomorrow morning. And, you know, he and his wife were like half the team. And all at once, my mind began to race. I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. What do I do? Do I cancel the trip? Do I reschedule it? You know, we've been planning this thing for months and months. And he tells me that he and his wife, because of his medical emergency, are not able to go. So I didn't know what to do. But in the midst of it all, friends, guess what? I had a peace on the inside that surpassed any human understanding. I was going through a trial. I was going through a storm. But the peace of God was on the inside of me. Why? Because the Prince of Peace lives in me. He sits on the throne of my heart. And guess what? In the midst of your trial, in the midst of your storm, in the midst of the hardship that you may be experiencing today, guess what? You can have peace that surpasses human understanding in the midst of it. Do you believe it? He wants to bring peace and life to your emotions. He wants to bring joy in place of grief. He is the resurrection. Jesus said it. I am the resurrection and the life. And you know, when we think of resurrection, what do we normally think of? We think of a dead body coming back to life, right? And that's what resurrection is. But the resurrection life and power of God applies to every part of our lives, to our emotions, to our physical bodies, right? To our finances. And tonight, friends, you may be suffering financially. Maybe your finances feel like they're as good as dead. You just never seem to have enough. And the God that we serve, one of His names is what? It's Jehovah Jireh. The God who provides for all of our needs. One of His names is El Shaddai. What does that mean? El Shaddai means the God of more than enough. And some of you tonight may be existing on just barely enough finances. Some of you may be on just enough finances. But guess what? The God that we serve is the God of more than enough. He's the God of overflow. He is the God of abundance. He wants your cup to overflow. Financially, He wants to bring life back to your financial situation. You know, Jesus and Peter at one time were in financial need. And Jesus went about to perform a miracle. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, verse 24. After Jesus and His disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own sons or from others?" "From others," Peter answered. "Then the sons are exempt," Jesus said to him. "But so that we might not offend him, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4 drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours." So Jesus and Peter had a need for what? They had a need for finances to pay the collector of the temple tax. So Jesus went about to perform a miracle, right? He said, "Peter, you open the mouth of the first fish that you catch. And in the mouth of that fish will be the money to pay the tax collector." Now, the Jesus we serve today and that lives in our life is the same Jesus that walked this earth 2,000 years ago, right? So if Jesus did financial miracles back then, He can do them today in our lives, right? You know, He may not just drop a bunch of money into our laps, right? But how could He provide a financial miracle for us? He can give us a better paying job. Or a job at all. You know, if we don't have a job. He can give us a job or a better paying job. He can give you a promotion at the job you're at if you're diligent and faithful. He is the miracle working God. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, Jesus said, you can tell the mountain in your life to move from here to there. And He said, it will move. And the mountain in your life tonight may be a mountain of financial need. If you have faith that Jesus can provide for you financially, you can tell this mountain of financial need to go from here to there, and it will go, it will move, and God will provide for you supernaturally. Do you agree with that tonight?
Amen.
Amen? All right. God is good. You know, without Jesus Christ in our lives, we are spiritually dead. and lost forever. But with Jesus in your life, eternal life begins for you here on this earth. And there may be some out there tonight that don't have Jesus in their life, or maybe have slipped away from Jesus. And tonight, Jesus wants to bring life to your spirit. How does He bring life to your spirit? How does Jesus bring life to your spirit, friends? Jesus brings life to your spirit by allowing Him to sit on the throne of your heart. You know, at this point, you may feel that you're in charge of your life. And a lot of people feel that way, even in the church. I want to do what I want to do with my life. This is my life. But guess what? There's someone else who wants to be in charge of your life. And that's Jesus Christ. He wants to be Savior and Lord. Now, what does Lord mean? Lord means owner, it means ruler, it means master. It means the one in charge. Jesus wants to be in charge of the thoughts that you think. Jesus wants to be in charge of what you do with your body. You know, He wants you to do what is holy and righteous with your body. Jesus wants to be Lord and the one in charge of your spirit. How many like to be in charge when they're driving a car? You like to be behind that wheel and you like to take charge. When you need to turn right, you turn it right. When you turn left, you turn that wheel left. When you need to stop, you hit the brake. You like to be in the driver's seat of that car, right? And be in charge, correct? We've all driven here, right? At one point or another. Well, your life, think of your life as a car, as an automobile, with a driver's seat. Guess who wants to sit on the driver's seat of your life? Jesus Christ. And without Jesus on the driver's seat of your life, you're spiritually dead. But He wants to bring resurrection life to your spirit tonight so that when you leave this earth, you'll go to heaven. And how does that happen? How do you receive resurrection life in your spirit? By putting Jesus on the driver's seat of your life. So resurrection life, friends, applies to every part of our existence. He wants to bring resurrection life to our emotions, to give us joy. He wants to bring resurrection life to your body and give you physical healing in place of sickness. He wants to bring resurrection life to your finances and give you abundance in place of financial lack. And most important, He wants to bring resurrection life to where? To your spirit. So that one day you will meet our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Resurrection life. Amen?
Amen.